Daily Rest, Thursday, February 8th, 2024. Our theme this week is, Jesus is the light of the world. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. Walk in the light. As followers of Jesus, we are called to walk in his light. This means living a life that respects his teachings and reflects his love, mercy, and compassion in our interactions with others. Unfortunately, we often fail. When that happens, we often try to hide our sins, conceal them in darkness. We are ashamed to let people see our failings. This verse is an encouragement for us to examine our lives. Are our sins due to intentionally leaving the path God has laid out for us in his word? Are our sins a result of intentionally ignoring God's will and walking in darkness? If so, we need God's light to expose our lies and lead us into his truth. The Apostle Peter reminds us, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. As God's chosen people, we recognize that his word is the light to our path, and in thankfulness for all Christ has done for us, we follow that path and joyfully proclaim his praises. We can do nothing less, since we are assured that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Blessed are the sons of God. They are bought with Christ's own blood. They are ransomed from the grave. Life eternal they shall have. With them numbered may we be, here and in eternity. The Lutheran Hymnal 391, verse 1. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.